I've been out of the office much of this week, so it's mostly listeners who will do the talking this time. Wendy Lewis wrote on our WHQR Public Radio Facebook page, "I am appalled at this station's partisan rhetoric. It's obvious this station is run by left-wing nuts. Maybe you should try to be more in touch with the community that you're supposed to be serving." I thank Wendy for her comment. We do try to be more in touch with the community, which is why we published an article about early voting, poll locations, and same-day registration, to which Wendy so strenuously objected. So now, as promised, it's time for some community voices.
Hi, my name is Steve Young in Hampstead. I just wanted to leave a quick comment for you guys. I travel quite a bit, and I make the run from Hampstead up to Charlotte, and I listen to you and, of course, lose you at some point and then switch over to the Charlotte station. And apparently, earlier this week, they were also doing their fun drive. And the difference between your station and how much fun you guys are having and just the overall banter and the attitude compared to, and the word I seem to keep coming back to, the Charlotte group was so grim. It was stark. It was incredibly different the way that they were doing their fundraising as compared to you guys. Obviously, nobody likes to sit through hour after hour of that, but you make it pretty entertaining and certainly not unbearable, but they were literally unbearable in Charlotte. It was two of them, and all they did was ask for gifts. So they would have, say, 16 gifts per hour and just give you a running total of we've had two and we need 14 more or whatever it might be. And so there was no excitement about the, here's the dollar figure and we're getting closer, and the overall enthusiasm that your station has. It was just really completely different and not really a whole lot of fun to listen to at all. So I just want to let you know, guys know that you're definitely on the right track in the way that you do this. So keep doing what you're doing, because obviously it's a tough thing to do either way, but at least you make it bearable and sometimes a lot of fun to listen to. I listen to HQR because they've got a good attitude about things. Thanks, Steve Young in Hampstead.
Friday, October 21st.
I listen to your program pretty much religiously every morning, if not the entire day when I go in and out of my home. But on Friday at around 10 after 8, I was listening to the tail end of a woman that was on your radio station with much dismay. I think that she spoke only in her own views, and it wasn't a broad perspective, but yet a biased one, only in her opinion, representing women and her take on everything. And it did not speak to me or move me in any way. And in fact, I'm kind of getting upset with all of the biased programming you have. Thank you for your time.
Paul Goodwin wrote, "Thank you for providing me with my dose of much-needed news and commentary every morning and evening." And Sarah Preby said, "Rachel Lewis Hilburn and Coastline have been indispensable this election year." We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@whqr.org, or you can leave a call at 910-292-9477. And of course, as always, thanks for your feedback.